Good morning, beautiful people.
Good morning.
Guess what?
It's the long weekend
tomorrow. It's the long weekend.
Yes.
Yes. And I'm not working a thing over this long weekend.
I'm so proud of you because last week you had a gig in Joburg.
Yeah, that ruined. That took 2 days of the long weekend away.
It messed up your whole vibe.
Yes.
This Easter weekend, you're at home with the family.
At home. Oh, chilling.
Gorgeous.
Everyone else? Anybody else working or are we all chilling?
We're all chilling. Chilling. Yes.
That's the way.
We've earned this.
Yeah. Ramiz, you chilling?
That's right.
Oh,
chilling
good.
Like a villain.
I hope you chilling too. I hope the weather plays its part as well. If it doesn't, I'm quite okay to have a great excuse just to stay indoors.
Just to be inside. I'm not mad at that.
Yeah. Mm. Did you see what's been happening with P. Diddy?
Oh, wow. That saga.
Now that looks quite ominous.
And it's getting worse for him with each passing day, I feel.
Yeah, it is. House raided, so many charges. P. Diddy, J. Lo is speaking out. Cassie speaking out. All the exes are speaking out. He's been quite a monster, it seems.
And I think we only know the surface of what he's done.
Yeah, there's... drug trafficking, there's... Oh, I can't even say half of these words of what this man is charged with. And they reckon that the next to fall is Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? People are obviously looking now to P. Diddy's history, you know, as a producer, as a mogul in the music industry, all the relationships that he's made. Who's a victim and who has also conspired?
Who's been complicit?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's going to shock a lot of people, I feel.
But what's coming, because you know Cat Williams. Cat Williams is one of my favorite stand-up comics.
And honest, he will spill.
He spilled the beans, yeah. But apparently it was a long time coming, this investigation. But now when I look at Jay-Z, I go, I want to hear from Beyonce.
I know. You will hear not a single word from her.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
Because it's almost as if Jay-Z was the godfather at the time.
Yeah.
And they all learned from him.
And you know what? As Beyonce fans, we've always had a love-hate relationship with Jay-Z because they met when Beyonce wasn't quite grown up.
Yeah.
So he was kind of lurking around when Beyonce was still in her teens.
This was another Aaliyah.
Exactly. And so we've always kind of felt a weird energy with him. Because obviously the age gap. And now they've married and have been married for years. But the way the relationship started doesn't leave a great taste in our mouths. No.
So when you do the maths, which obviously the Bayhav, I haven't spoken to the Bayhav yet. The Bayhav. Well, for me it's Bayhav. How old was she?
So they came out publicly together in her early 20s.
Right.
But
predates that some years.
But I feel like he was around from when she was like 16.
Right.
16, 17.
This is like the Aaliyah story all over again.
Exactly. And he's such a big part of her career. I mean, they've collaborated, they're married, and...
But I mean, you know, when the American SWAT team goes and raids both your houses, bash down your front door with, like, if you watch it on TV, with the helicopters and, SWAT, which is Special Force guys, 16 of them entering your house with their guns pointed in the direction that they're walking. They are expecting a little bit of hostility. Or if it was just for show for the cameras, who knows? But they don't do this for... we maybe not sure about the charges, you know? They do this when they're absolutely certain. So, look, we'll see what happens.
They're not doing it for the likes.
The way Diddy fled on his private jet as well, leaving his kids to get handcuffed. Because they might be involved too, his sons.
Yeah. Well, the sons, they took them down like they were proper criminals. Mm-hmm. And they got... Diddy just before he departed on his private jet.
Good.
They got him just before.
Oh.
As they were literally walking up the ramp into the jet. boom, they got like a movie, getting there just in time.
CSI, sure, movie.
But now there's those conspiracy theorists saying that this was just fake, run up to them actually investigating higher ups. So when you say Jay-Z, I mean, that's not far-fetched at all.
Not at all.
But if you think about it, way back in the day when Jay-Z was in Cape Town and Rihanna opened for him on stage back all at our good old Velodrome. Were you at that concert, Ramiz? She was so young. Mm-hmm. And then already there was speculations that he was romantically involved and grooming her.
With Rihanna. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
this music industry.
So it is sordid.
Very much so.
I tell you, but all the conspiracy theories are running wild in the US. And obviously it's an election year there too.
Yeah.
So you know the Baltimore Bridge?
Yes. Yeah.
Collapse. Yes. So now they're going, oh, now people have, because you know the ship ran out of power.
Mm-hmm.
And then it drifted into the column and boom, done.
Everything
now
collapsed.
Their suspicions are that that ship was remotely controlled by a foreign spy service, and they drove it into the column to ruin America's infrastructure, because this is a bridge. This is a very important bridge.
Sure.
It's just wild. I'm just
going. But I mean, when you put it like that, and we've watched enough movies.
Well, and we've also,
it doesn't sound far-fetched.
Seen a lot of weird stuff in real life.
No, it's not. I mean, I'll tell you a quick story. So the United States has the most powerful navy in the world, right? Mm-hmm. They've got like about 12 aircraft carriers.
Okay.
Which in war is a huge advantage, because you can deploy quickly from anywhere. So they've got them all around the world ready for deployment.
Mm.
China, I think, only has two or three, and they're building another few. So that was always American advantage.
Mm.
And China one day said to America, okay, you got 12, that's fine, but they are no use to you if they don't work. Watch this. Boom, push a button. They disabled the entire aircraft carrier from hacking into its system.
Right.
Yeah.
So it is plausible to take over a ship. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, 2024, the year of the conspiracy theories. Oh, my goodness.
That's what I'm saying.
What are we doing?
All right, let's go. Let's keep it moving. Let's keep those wheels turning.
Let's go to geography. What river flows through Paris?
It's the Seine?
Seine.
Seine, you call it Seine?
Yes.
Seine, that's right.
Yeah. That's it. Obviously, Paris is, I mean, it's always on everyone's lips, but it's more so now that the Olympics are around the corner.
Right. Mm. Yeah, okay.
So that's probably the hardest question out of the pop quiz.
Sure.
I know.
Mm.
I'm for the people. I want you to win 20,000 rand.
Okay, give us another one. Give one more. Okay. Give us one more.
Oh, you're going to love this one, because you are so obsessed with this man, Darren.
Who's this?
Lionel Messi plays for which Major League Soccer team?
Oh, come on.
You just cannot go to sleep without thinking about the genius that is Messi.
The GOAT.
Yeah.
The World Cup winning, Ballon d'Or winning, footballer to ever grace this planet.
Go on, get it out. Get it out. All right. So,
can you tell us which team he plays for?
You want to know a little fact?
Yeah.
At Messi's age now, he is playing in the MLS, which is very much an inferior football league. At this same age, Ronaldo was playing for Real Madrid.
And how was he performing for Real Madrid at that time?
Winning...
Five Champions Leagues,
I think. He won five Champions Leagues, playing at the absolute highest level. So if you have a little bit of a cough, you're all blocked up upstairs, or you might have a stomach bug, well, you are not alone. It seems like half of the Western, if not more, have got one of these two things.
And if you haven't had it yet, it's coming for you.
You're going to get it, yeah. Mm. Yeah, almost both my kids went through it. My mother-in-law's got it now. Mm-hmm. The blocked up sinusy It doesn't clear, my friends. It doesn't clear. You've got to get medicated. It just gets progressively worse, and it will end up as bronchitis. So Ramiz, off to the doctor today, my friend.
Okay. I was dreading that, actually.
Yes.
And rest, eh? This running around, trying to do things while you're ill, slows down your recovery.
Yeah. I've been lucky. I've dodged both so far. Mm. But once it grabs you, the sinus thing, it doesn't let go. In actual fact, I had it.
Remember, you were not well.
I had that cough. I had it. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I had it at the beginning of the year. It's probably time for another round for me.
It starts out, I'm told, it's a RSV virus. Mm. And then it just, if you leave it, then it goes, I think bronchiolitis or sinusitis, then bronchiolitis, then bronchitis. And you know what the next stage is, eh? Pneumonia.
Oh, scary.
So stop it before. The tummy bug, oh my gosh, this thing doesn't end either.
It's miserable.
It's not like, you know, one of those 24-hour bugs.
Mm-mm.
This is a 4 or 5 day thing.
And it comes back.
Does
it
really?
So you think, yeah, I've heard from many people, then they were free of it for a week or so, and then it comes back for a few days.
Horrible. Mm. You just have to suffer through it.
My wife was in the doctor's, and their rooms were full, packed. And this guy comes running in, and he's like, I've got to see a doctor. I've just got to see a doctor, please. Mm-hmm. And the receptionist there says, we full. Like, there's 8 people that have just come in that don't have
that
appointments.
That need to see a doctor.
There's 8 people in the queue. Like, you know, it's like, I'm not leaving. I've got to see a doctor. Got to see a doctor. And that's what it is. Mm-hmm. It's one of those two things.
Mm.
Yeah, if you need the script, I can give you what you need.
Sorry, Dr. Simpson.
I can tell you what you need right now.
What are you qualified through experience?
Yes, through
being ill yourself.
Yes.
Can you give me a script?
No, I can't. That's illegal, Ramiz.
But it can tell you what would probably be on your script.
I can diagnose you. You've got RSV virus.
What is RSV?
I don't think
mean?
You can diagnose either, yeah. Darren.
It's a rhinovirus.
Rhino.
It's a rhinosatus. Rhino nose.
Oh. Mm.
Yeah, please consult a professional.
So you need an upper respiratory antibiotic that will just be working round about
Yes. What is it? Anthrax. I don't know. I'm making this up.
Augmentum.
Don't encourage him, please.
And there's 2 courses. Depending on how bad you are, you might get the 3-day course or you might get the 7-day course.
Oh
no.
Mm. Yeah. So.
And off to bed you go.
But this is it. I'm telling you, when you're a parent, you become a doctor.
Yeah, no, for sure.
You absolutely become a doctor.
And also your kids also bring the things from school, right? They bring the things and then you get the thing. It's just a vicious cycle.
Yeah. Oh. I promise you, I would be quite confident in being a pediatrician without any further studying.
I need pediatricians to swear at Darren right now. Don't be nice. Just come
I don't mean to swear at him.
No disrespect.
I don't disrespect you. I don't undermine you. I think you are phenomenal and everything. But the amount that I've learned just from bringing 2 children up.
Yeah.
And you can just spot it's that.
And
it's
I think that many pediatricians out there know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. The one time, look, I will say this though, that most of my diagnoses are all wrong.
It's been incorrect. You've told us this, yeah.
Yeah. Like that time when my son had, he was complaining about like he had belly pain. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, and you know, I hit the Google, eh?
Oh, no. No, Darren.
And then I
never do that.
And I'm now searching. So eventually I land on, it's the appendix.
I don't know why, I knew you were going to say that.
The clock is ticking on the appendix. If this thing bursts, we're in trouble.
Yes.
And then the one thing said, if you want it sort of isolated and work out if it is the appendix, you need to get your kid on a bed, let them jump on the bed like a trampoline.
Okay.
If it's if they can't do that because there's so much pain, then it could be.
My goodness.
Okay. So but like, you did eventually take him to the doctor, right?
Yeah, I was like, boy, jump on the bed.
Yeah.
Jump on the bed. Jump, bump, bump.
Oh,
is it sore?
No,
not sore at all. Oh, okay, it's not that.
It's not that.
But I was convinced. I said to my wife, pack the bag. This is going to be an operation. This is going to be operation. Got to remove appendix. It's about to burst. Very dangerous. Let's go.
Dramatic much.
Yeah. Because also pediatricians have trampolines and beds for kids to jump on for diagnosis. Go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
And leave Google alone.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. And we go to the doctor. Checks the kid out. No, it's just this. Boom, take that. Done. Kid's better. Next few hours.
Love it.
So yeah, actually, I wouldn't be a good one.
We all do a fair amount of self-diagnosis, I must admit. I mean, goodness, my children, my one in particular, and currently is struggling with it, that terrible cough. There's nothing wrong with them in the day. Let's just get consensus on that. They can run around, they're healthy, but tonight...
Yeah, when the temperature
tonight,
drops.
Tonight.
Yeah.
There'll be a chest thing.
Oh, my word. Coughing. It sounds like a tin.
Yeah.
But it's why did you run in the wind? You know you've got a sinus problem that is now becoming asthmatic. That is. So when that pattern is there, you already know if you're going to go to the doctor, they're going to prescribe A, B, C, D, E. And you've got so much of those things in your cupboard already.
Yeah. All the expired meds. All right. So look. There's a couple things going around. All right. But I'm telling you, I'll say it again. That sinus thing.
Yeah.
You've got to medicate it.
It's terrible.
Otherwise, everyone that I know has not shrugged it off by themselves.
Yeah.
And they leave it 2-3 weeks. By the time they get to the doctor,
it's really bad.
It's got a couple messages here.
Both my husband and myself have been sitting with a stomach bug. For mine has now been officially a week now, and it doesn't seem like it wants to go away. It's not like you feel nauseous or anything. It's literally you sit with the cramps and then the aftermath.
Aaron, if all of the Western Cape is getting sick, there's something in the water, man. Come on. What is our government not telling us? How can everyone have runny tummies?
Find that it's definitely a dude thing. Like women will go to the doctor straight away if there's a problem. But I can remember my dad used to literally use Vicks for everything. Vicks if you have a cold. Vicks if you have a flu. If you cut your finger, put Vicks on it. If you've got a splinter, put Vicks on it. Like pneumonia, Vicks.
Yeah, you break your leg, just walk it off, son. Put some Vicks on it. Yeah, we were the gentian violet family.
Yeah.
We were the
stametta.
We looked like, I looked like a Tinky Winky the Teletubby my whole childhood.
Yeah, we had a medicine called stametta. I don't know if you know it.
I do.
In isiXhosa, it's called izifozonke, like literally directly translated, for all illnesses.
What is it called?
It's like a stametta. Like I think you can actually find it.
What's the previous word?
Izifozonke.
That's such a beautiful word.
Yeah.
Izifozonke.
So for all illnesses, and you would take it for all illnesses and avoid going to the doctor, but you must go to the doctor. Oh man.
All right. Look after yourselves.
Please.
And you're not the only one. All right? You're not the only one. After I just diagnosed Ramiz with the RSV virus, his doctor has phoned in. Dr. Lacan, good morning.
Morning, Darren. How are you?
Good, thank you. Doc, he's got a new doc now.
But I don't think Ramiz has told you I'm a pediatrician. I'm not an adult doctor.
Do you go to a pediatrician, Ramiz?
She's a friend of mine.
Oh, so you take the little one, and then while you're there, hey doc, can you 2 consults for the price of 1?
I must say, I do diagnose the odd parent here and there because they're always snotty and always neglecting themselves. Send them off the script as well.
So
I was canning myself at the fact that you said, you know, RSV, it could be some rhinovirus, and they're 2 completely separate viruses.
Well, what does the R stand for in RSV?
It's respiratory syncytial virus.
You see,
a nasty one.
Now you see, now that's why you have the degree and you see patients and I don't.
I said. And he does this every other day.
You have Google, right?
Yeah, no, that's true. I know, that's what you're up against now in your rooms, eh? Google.
Yeah, I know, we're starting bright and early. It's absolutely chaos and it's busy. So, yeah. So take off my next holiday.
So, Doc, what do you suggest for our dear patient Ramiz here? Because, you know, I'm worried about him because while I know that an antibiotic won't help a virus, it's the secondary infection that I'm concerned about and leading to pneumonia. Yes. Was I right about that?
Yes, 100%.
Sinusitis.
Google has done well.
No, doc. That I'm regurgitating from a doctor that told me that. So it just starts, moves its way down.
Absolutely correct.
It just keeps moving down. So it goes sinusitis, then it goes to bronchiolitis, then it's bronchitis, then it's pneumonia, then it goes further down as bumlitis. It just keeps working its way.
No, but, you know, we've been seeing so much of this horrible viral infection, and we've all had it, and it's 3 weeks of persistent, you know, blocked sinuses and, you know, this horrible mucus falling down the back of your throat. And we've noticed that if we treat it early, you know, you have better outcomes. So Ramiz needs to get checked out. Mm. He's more than welcome to come to me if he wants.
Okay.
My dosing might be a bit off because I'm a pediatrician, but...
The results will be the same.
He's going to get a liquid antibiotic.
Yeah. 50 moles of paracetamol.
Yeah. With suppositories for pain. Give him those, Doc. Only give him those.
100%.
Yes.
Okay, Ramiz. I'll book you in, Ramiz.
Okay, Ramiz. Please go see Dr. Lacan at 9 o'clock. Thanks.
Thanks, Doc.
All right, Doc.
Thanks, Darren.
And the tummy bug, what can we do for that? Nothing. Write it out.
So, very likely viral. So, you can take symptomatic treatment. You know, there's stool binders, like, I don't want to mention any names, but there's like Tufectin and Smecta, and just rehydrate. Mm. That's the main things, really. And it usually should pass on its own. But if you know, hand washing, you know, we essentially going back to COVID times, wash hands, try and, you know, not be around people who are sick if you can.
Okay. Yeah. So you just got to stop the diarrhea is what you're saying.
Pretty much, yeah, and hydrate, yeah.
Okay. Because my mom had a home remedy.
Which is?
Take a teaspoon of corn flour. Because, you know, it thickens the soup.
Yeah. Or custard. The powder.
You know
when you've made a stew and it's a little bit too watery, corn flour thickens it up. That was a home remedy.
Mazina, right?
Yeah. Mazina, yes. That's it. Yes, yes.
Yeah. I use Mazina for really bad bum rash. Is that
Oh, Doc, you're lovely. You must be busy.
No, I'm already at work, so about to go into theatre soon. So have a great day, guys. Thank you.
Thanks for your time.
Ciao, Doc.
Bye. Bye, Ramiz. Take care.
Bye.
But Ramiz, a pediatrician is like $800 a consult. A GP is $500.
She's a close friend.
So you
I'm sure she's not 800.
No.
She's like more, but
yeah, she stands top of her game.
Yeah, I'd pay her whatever she wants.
She's top of the line.
Yeah, she sounds lovely.
Thank you.
Dr. Lacan.
Correct.
All right, we've got some messages here.
When I was a youngster, Chamberlain's, you would never fake a tummy cramp ever because that stuff was disgusting. But if you had a tummy cramp, it worked.
When I was younger, I loved our medicine that my mom kept in the cupboard so much. It was called Stopain. It was that yummy purple medication. And I drank the whole bottle of it and I landed up in hospital, sleeping it all for 2 days.
My late dad once threw garlic in my ear, as in crushed garlic. My ear was blocked, both my ears actually. They were blocked and I did not get better.
Sibs, I remember that medicine. Mm. One time I almost died. I had malaria, cerebral malaria. Mm. And my family kept on giving me that medicine until they're like, hey, this orc is not getting better. Let's take him to the hospital.
Mm. Oh, yeah. So it's not for Zifo Zonke then. It's not for all illnesses. Malaria.
Wow.
That's serious.
Yeah. Sure. Oh, gosh. All right. Look, I hope you, everyone that's not feeling so lekker, I hope you get better.
Mm.
All right. It's really, it's a punish. Yeah. Truly it is. What's happening at the courthouse is coming up in just a bit.
Oh, I've missed it. We weren't able to have it last week because we were off.
Of course.
Yes.
It was a long weekend, right?
Yeah, we've missed the stories.
Okay, well, it's here in a few minutes. We were just talking about these, you know, these the stomach bug and then the like the sinus clogged up face virus. The two things that's going around. You more than likely got one of them right now or have had one of them.
Yeah.
And it's like the worst case of both. It's quite debilitating. So we've been talking and talking and some people have been coming up with their home remedies and how we were conned as kids. You know, I got to tell you, my old man, he was never sick. Mm-hmm. Never, ever, 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 ever sick. But he had the best home remedy. What? He smoked a brandy. My toppy was, I never saw this man sick once. Never.
You say he bent it all away with the...
Hey, those viruses can't fight the brunt of it. Telling you.
And at some point, that thing that you use is the thing that's holding you together.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, telling you. I mean, what's in a hot toddy?
Like, you know, yeah.
Oh, isn't that brandy in a hot toddy?
Yeah.
Hey, my dad hot toddied every night. You'd have double hot toddies.
But you obviously didn't double there, Derek.
No.
You went to the doctor, ne?
No, like I said, there wasn't a doctor in Pantown. People just died. They were there today, and then tomorrow they died. There was no doctors.
This place what happened is to worse and worse?
The 1800s.
Well, what happened to Uncle Tony? Yeah, no, he died. Oh, yeah, God. Yeah, we could kind of see he was on his way out. I'm telling you, I think there was like one doctor in Pantown.
Sibs, we need to go visit Pantown.
I have no desire, thanks to Darren's poor PR.
Yeah, nah, there was one guy, I remember he was Dr. Kavanagh in Pantown. And everybody saw Dr. Kavanagh. And this was like 1998. And then one day Dr. Kavanagh decides he's moving to New Zealand.
Oh, near no. Dr. Kavanagh. Leaving the people stranded.
Yeah, and then we never got another doctor. And then, yeah, then you know how that story ends.
And you said the nearest hospital was what?
20 Ks away.
What?
20 Ks, yeah.
Seven.
It was in Durban.
Yo.
Poor Uncle Tony.
Oh, man.
All right, so yeah, some of your messages.
My dad had the best medicine. Every time he felt like he was going to get flu, he just opened a new bottle of brandy and take a clean shot.
You don't believe it. My mom just believes in cayenne pepper. Everything that goes wrong, cayenne pepper. At least we went from the powder now to the capsules. That's much better to swallow.
So in the mornings, I remember watching my dad in the bathroom, washing his face, brushing his teeth, and he used to gargle with what I saw as TCP. I had a little bit of a sore throat, and I thought, wait, let me do this gargling of TCP. And I go and take a slug of this bottle, and I don't realize that he always diluted the thing and gargled. I had neat TCP, and it burned my throat. It made me nauseous. Every time I burped, it would be TCP. It was horrible.
Darren, I agree with the cornflour. My mom used to say, drink net a bikkie meelwater, man. It gaan nie mag werk stop.
Darren, I agree with you with the flour. My oma used to give me 2 teaspoons of cake flour in water.
My grandmother's remedy for having the coughs was always about a tablespoon of castor oil. Because you get that stuff in, you will be too afraid to cough.
I'm a vet, and the home remedies that people will do to their animals before taking them to the vet are out of this world. They'd give garlic to their dog, even though garlic is toxic to dogs.
Yeah.
They would bath the whole dog in coconut oil. It's crazy.
Yeah, and you know, that's why we died so young. Well, like, our grandparents all died at, like, 60.
Yeah.
Because They just took their own took stuff.
They were doing whatever, hey?
Yeah,
they were
like
doing
I said,
whatever.
Like my Uncle Tony, you know? He was there, then he just died, you know? But we could see that he was like, as I said, he was on his way out.
Also, and then, why the home remedies though? Was going to the doctor expensive? Would just parents and grandparents just avoiding that?
I don't know.
Hey,
I don't know.
Because at some point you got to be like, okay, I've got to hand it over to the pros now.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know what I'm doing.
And I mean, like Uncle Tony, he never ever saw a doctor. Never. We don't know what the guy died from. I just know that he was quite lumpy. Oh, no. At the end there, he died from like lumps. But nobody ever knew.
Oh, R.I.P. Uncle Tony.
All right. That's why we're living longer. Why? Because of advancements in medicine and doctors.
Real doctors.
Real doctors.
Not Dr. Simpson here. Doctors, please.
Hey, I'll tell you. The reason why I am like I am was where I will take a chance on an answer. I blame my English teacher.
You blame your English teacher?
Mr. Stewart from Pinetown, yes.
What did he do?
Super intelligent man. Lovely. This man could read, could recite Shakespeare poems without a book.
Oh, class must have been so fun.
He would just do the whole poem. Mm. And he said, he would check when a test would come back from me. He didn't answer question 7. He didn't answer question 9. He said, you know when they give you the red pen, see me. Let me tell you something, Darren Simpson. You never leave a question blank. If you don't know the answer, just make something up, put in there. You might even get half a point.
Mr. Stewart, what did you do?
You might get half a point. And half a point is better than no point.
Oh, Mr. Stewart.
Exactly.
Oh, that's why you're the way you are.
That's why I am like I am.
He fills in the blanks, people.
Yes, make it up if you don't know the on. Make it up, take a chance, win a prize. Okay, what's happening at the courthouse is next.
For some, prison is where it ends. For all, court is where it begins. This ain't no TV show. This is the real world. And this...
Order!
What's happening at the courthouse on KFM Mornings with Ramiz.
All right, Rami, which court were you at?
I was in Weinberg yesterday.
Weinberg, all right. Yes. You don't know, this is when he goes outside the various courthouses of the Western Cape and he asks people going in and coming out one simple question.
What are you doing at the courthouse today?
Well, I had to appear because I had a prior case of shoplifting. It was just 8 chocolates out of 8 slabs.
8 slabs?
Yes. I stayed away from court. So
then you got a warrant of arrest?
Yes, I got a warrant of arrest. So
how did you find out that you got this warrant?
Actually, I got attacked by a few community members being wrongfully accused of trying to break into houses.
Okay, so
I made an assault case against
them.
And then the police came to me for information and they saw on the system that I actually have a warrant.
So you were trying to do good meanwhile...
I was also
you were also in the bed.
Yes, that's correct. I also did that. It's my first offense as well, so I inevitably got put into the program of Micro.
Yes. It's sort of like an adult sort of life skills classes. Yes, I have heard about that before.
Correct. So I will be attending that in Long Street.
Okay, but at least maybe that's going to help you.
Definitely. I believe so.
You think so?
I believe so.
Okay. I hope that you learn something there that's going to help you not shoplift again.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
Cheers, man. Thank you. What are you doing at the courthouse today?
So I'm appearing for assault. The incident occurred a couple of months ago. One of my staff members, I put him off site. I did that physically by taking him on his jacket and directing him out.
Why?
Because he refused to sign a job form. A job form is what we use to indicate what is expected from the staff member for the day. So I gave him a job form among 6 other guys. All 6 other guys signed theirs. He refused to sign his. And so I told him to leave the site and he wouldn't. And then I put him out.
Why would he not sign the job form if he knows he needs to do it?
He felt that he had signed for his job when he first signed with me 14 years ago. So he doesn't have to sign it again.
That makes no sense.
Yeah, well...
And you know him for 14 years?
Yeah, he's been working for me for 14 years.
What kind of industry is this?
Construction. It's my own business. I could be out there doing quotes and...
But you're here.
But I'm here. And it's now 11 o'clock. I've been here since quarter past seven this morning.
Wow. What are you going to tell the court here? Like,
my attorneys attempt to do mediation. He refuses to accept mediation. He wants the matter to go to trial for just a normal
assault.
Yeah. So he wants one of two things out of it. Either he wants a retrenchment letter from me, which I cannot give him, or he wants a dismissal letter from me, which I cannot give him because I haven't dismissed him.
Does he have a case here?
So in mediation, it was said that he's wasting the court's time. But because the process needs to be the process, he has the right to decide to withdraw or not withdraw.
And he's chosen to continue with the case.
Yeah.
But does he maybe want something out of it in terms of money or...
Well, it's not the first time he's done it. The first time he did it, there was an expectation of a payment to make sure that the case doesn't go any further, which we chose to not do. First time wasn't me, the first time was my supervisor.
Between the two of
them, they arranged to not take it further, so there was no payment, there was no case, no charge laid.
In actual fact, he's got nothing to stand on.
Well, I'm not too sure, according to the mediation, the fact that I put my hand on him and directed him out of my sight, he's still physical.
I see.
He might have a case there, but how strong it is, we don't know.
But all the best, sir. I really hope that you get this sorted and you can continue with your work.
I hope so too.
Sure, good luck to him.
I wonder what the long game is for that guy.
Yeah, man.
Hey, is it trying to get some money out of them to make this go away? Like, what is the end result of this going to be?
Sometimes when you go through the court process, you just hope that the other guy is going to just drop whatever he's, you know. I don't know, but how's the guy with the 8 slabs of chocolate?
Yeah.
Can you imagine the judge?
Yo.
What did you steal? First guy.
Yeah.
This guy was caught with... Took... Okay.
Yeah.
That case. Next case. What were you stealing? Stole 3 cars.
Okay.
What did you steal? Cadbury's 200 gram.
Yeah.
Whole nut.
Oh yeah. Whole nut is worth risking prison for.
He's got taste.
Your Honor also slipped a top deck in as well.
That was for my mother.
It's Valentine's.
Yeah. No, it's Easter.
It's Easter.
Is that why there's never any whole nut on the shelves?
And then he pulls it out of his pants and the whole thing is melted. Can't even return to store.
Why he got caught in the first place is that he'd taken the community
exactly
to court because they assaulted him.
And they rocked up in his lounge and all they saw was Cadbury's.
Rappers everywhere.
Are you a rep for Cadbury's? No, I was just at the Checkers. It's ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? It's like, crime is crime. But you know what? Yeah. Like what is taking up our court's time?
Mm.
You know?
Like I said before, you can go to court for anything. Anybody can sue you for anything.
All right, let's squeeze a song in before we get to news. That was Courthouse. Good job, Ramiz.
Thank you.
Good job, sir.